Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Today's message on hope actually came as a surprise to me.
今天的信息盼望其实是让我感到意外。
Just 3 weeks ago, I was preparing to preach on the subject of faith. But as I researched the subject, my thoughts were repeatedly and unexpectedly hijacked by the theme of hope.
就在三周前，我还在准备讲到的主题是信心，但在研究这个主题的过程中，我的思绪却一次又一次的，而且出乎意料的被盼望这个主题所占据。
Let me get rid of something. Eventually, this theme of hope saturated me, and I became convinced that God was redirecting me to preach on hope instead.
最终，盼望这个主题浸透了我。我相信是神在引导我转讲盼望的信息。
I want you to know that many of the ideas in today's message are new to me as well. So as I deliver this message today, I'm learning with you. I'm not ahead of you.
我想让你们知道，今天讲道中的许多观点对我来说也是新的。所以当我讲这篇信息的时候，我是和你们一起学习，而不是走在你们的面前。
Here's the sermon overview.
我们来看一下今天的大纲。
It's a roadmap for you listeners. First, what biblical hope is and what it is not.
第一个是什么是圣经中的盼望，以及它不是什么。
Secondly, how God brings us from despair to hope.
第二，神如何带人从绝望进入盼望，以弗所书第二章。
Number three, what false hope, why false hope collapses.
第三，为什么虚假的盼望终究会崩溃。
Number four, what is the blessed hope really is.
第四，什么是有福的盼望。
Number five, how hope started and grew through suffering.
第五，盼望如何产生，即在痛苦中被塑造。
Number six, when despair meets the God of hope.
第六，当绝望遇见那使人有盼望的神。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，恭祝大家新年快乐。
Although we are already into the third week of 2026, we are still immersed in a New Year atmosphere because Chinese New Year is still about a month away.
尽管我们已经进入2026年的第三周，但我们仍然处于新年的气氛中，因为中国新年还有一个月左右就会到了。
Every New Year, people have new hope.
每逢新年，人们都有新的希望。
Good health, family peace.
身体健康，家庭和睦。
Prosperity and progress.
繁荣和进步。
Victory in our struggles.
我们在挣扎中取得突破。
Peace and stability in a shaky world.
在动荡的世界有和平和稳定。
Let me ask you a simple but important question.
让我问你一个简单却很重要的问题。
What are you hoping for this year?
今年你有什么期望？
The Bible often speaks of faith, hope, and love.
圣经常提到信心、盼望和爱心。
To be honest, faith gets the most attention.
说实话，信心最受人关注。
Love gets the most admiration.
爱心最受人赞赏。
But hope is often neglected.
盼望最被人忽略。
Yet the scripture teaches us something crucial.
然而圣经教导我们一项至关重要的真理。
Without hope, faith leaks out, and love goes weary.
失去盼望，信心便会流失，爱心也会渐渐的疲惫。
Hope is not optional; it is essential for endurance.
盼望不是可有可无，而是坚持下去的必要的条件。
Biblical hope is future-oriented, Christ-centered, and sustained through suffering.
圣经中的盼望是面向未来，以基督为中心，并在苦难中坚定持守。
It does not deny pain, but it declares confidence beyond pain.
它不否认痛苦的存在，却宣告超越痛苦的信心。
If you pay close attention to the passages we read from Ephesians 2 this morning, you will notice that Paul paints two clear pictures of the movement from despair to hope.
如果你细心留意我们今天所读以弗所书第二章的经文，你会发现保罗清楚地描绘了两幅从绝望走向盼望的图画。
A, from death row to glory in heaven.
A 是从死囚牢房到天上的荣耀。
Paul said, "You are dead in your transgression and sins."
保罗说，你们从前死在过犯和罪恶中。
Not sick, not wounded, dead.
不是病了，不是伤了，是死了。
Spiritually speaking.We were like death row inmates.
属灵而言，我们如同死囚。
No appeal, no defense, no future.
无可上诉，无可辩护，没有前途。
We were like prisoners awaiting execution.
我们就好像等待被处决的死囚。
Then came two of the most powerful words in the Bible, but God.
接着出现了圣经中最震撼的两个词，然而神。
God did not just pardon us, He lifted us and seated us with Christ in the heavenly realm.
神不仅赦免了我们，更加我们提升，使我们与基督一同坐在天上。
This is not just released from the death row, this is being brought into the presenceOf the King of Kings.
这不仅是脱离死囚牢房，更是被带到万王之王的面前，与他同坐。
Just imagine the exuberance.
想象一下，那应该是多么令人欢喜若狂。
From hopeless outsider to accepted insider. That's the second picture.
啊，就是从这个绝望到有盼望。
Paul said, "You were without hope and without God in the world." This describes the total spiritual exclusion.
保罗说，你们从前活在世上是没有指望，没有神，这描述了完全的属灵隔绝。
Imagine an undocumented migrant.
试想像一个无证件非法移民。
No legal standing, no protection, and living constantly in fear.
没有法律地位，没有保障，终日惊惶。
In 2024, an estimated 14 million undocumented migrants live in the United States, many hiding, hoping their childrenby one day gain citizenship.
2024年美国约有1400万无居留权的非法移民居民，许多人隐匿生活，期盼子女终能取得公民身份。
Now imagine, suddenly, amnesty, full citizenship.
试想现在突然获得特赦并获得完整的公民权。
This is from hopeless outsider to an accepted insider.
是从这个外面的绝望进到里面被接纳的里面。
Paul said, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
保罗说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
You are no longer foreigners, aliens, and fellow citizens, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
These two pictures in Ephesians 2 are not just theology concepts.They are our actual life stories.
这个两个图画不仅是神学概念，它是我们真实的人生故事。
Many people believe they possess hope, but what they have is only an illusion.
许多人认为自己拥有希望，但他们所拥有的只是一种幻觉。
Pastor David Wilkerson wrote,True despair comes from relying on people, circumstances, or human strength instead of relying on God.
大卫·威尔科森牧师写道，真正的绝望源于依靠人、环境或人的力量，而非依靠神。
Paul pointed out our problem is where we look.
保罗指出，我们的问题在于我们注视的方向。
Many people believe, believers included, only see.
许多人认为自己拥有希望。哦，保罗指出，我们的问题在于我们的注视的方向。许多人，甚至包括信徒，只是看见。
They only see the material, not the spiritual.The earthly, not the heavenly. The present, not the future. The temporary, not the eternal.
是物质，非属灵，是属地，而非属天，是现在，而非未来，是暂时，而非永恒。
So Paul exhorted us to set our mind on things above, not on earth. This is in Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 3.
所以保罗劝勉我们思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。哥罗西书三章一到三节。
In Titus 2:13, Paul mentioned we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
在提多书二章十三节，保罗提到我们等候所盼望的福。并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Paul called it the blessed hope.
保罗称之为那有福的盼望。
This hope has two inseparable parts.
这盼望包括两个不可分割的部分。
A, Christ will return.
第一是基督。
We will be transformed into his glory.
第一，基督必将再来；第二，我们必被改变，成为他荣耀的形象。
And this is in Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
There is a song that sings out the truth in this blessed hope.
有一首诗歌把这个有福的盼望的真理唱出来。
The English song is called "Christ is the Hope of Glory."
啊，这个歌叫做《荣耀盼望是基督》。
Time permitting, we'll listen to part of it. If time permits,
时间容许，我们就听一部分。
I encourage everyone to listen to this song.
鼓励大家都来听这个歌。
Now, hope is a journey. Biblical hope is not a passive wish. It is a dynamic journey guided by the Holy Spirit.
盼望是一段旅程，圣经中的盼望并非被动的祈愿，而是圣灵引导的动态旅程。
Romans 5:1-5 reveals three progressively unfolding key stages in the journey of hope.
罗马书五章一节到五节给我们看见盼望之旅有三个逐步展开的关键阶段。
First stage, it starts out from the solid rock of grace.
第一个是从一个坚固的磐石开始。
Second stage, going through the refining fire of life.
第二个是走过这个锻炼的过程。
Number three, we reach the peak of eternal glory.
第三个是达到永恒荣耀的巅峰。
Well, stage one, standing on the foundation of grace.
第一个阶段，站在恩典的根基上。
This really begins with justification by faith. This is our bedrock because we are made right with God.You possess a secure identity as his children.
盼望之旅始于因信称义，这是我们的磐石，因为我们已经与神相好，我们拥有了神子女的稳固身份。
Hope does not start with our feeling, but with the legal reality of our peace with God. Without this foundation, hope is a house of sand. With it,He stand unshakably in his favor.
盼望并非源于感觉，而是源于与神和好的法律事实。没有这块基石，盼望只是沙土上的建筑。有了它，我们便能稳固地站在他的恩典中。
While we stand on the foundation of grace, God does not want us to leave us there. He leads us into the crucible.Of life to forge that hope into something unbreakable.
从基石转向磨练，虽然我们已经站在恩典的基石上，但神不愿意让我们停留在那里。他要带领我们进入生命的熔炉，将这份盼望锻造得更加坚固。
Stage two, the process, the refiner's boot camp.
第二个阶段。旅程的磨练，生命的训练营。
This is in Romans 5 and Romans 8 that we read this morning.
在罗马书五章跟八章。
In God's economy, suffering is not a detour. It is the training ground where hope is forged. Tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance.Develops proven character.
在神的国度里，患难并非冤枉路，而是锻造盼望的训练场。患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，经过试验的品格。
This is the crucible that burns away self-reliance and builds Christ-like resilience. Here, hope matures from a fragile desire.Into a durable, tested conviction.
这是炼净自我依赖，建立基督般韧性的熔炉。在这里，盼望从脆弱的愿望成为成长为持久、经得起考验的信念。
How many of you have been through a military boot camp?
你们当中多少人经过军队新兵训练营的训练呢
？Well, our youngest son attended the U.S. Naval Academy, and it started out with the boot camp training, so we know it was tough.
我们的小儿子曾就读美国海军大学，从新兵训练营开始，因此我们知道新兵训练营是多么的艰苦。
Just look at this.Picture from the boot camp.
我们看一下这些照片。
In a few minutes, imagine you are in that boot camp and how you feel about it.
想象一下你在其中接受训练，你感觉怎么样
？Tough.
非常残酷的。
Many Christians think they can live happily thereafter. They are completely unaware that they have been enrolled in a boot camp.
许多基督徒以为信主以后就能从此可以过幸福快乐的日子，他们浑然不知自己已经被骗入新兵训练营。
Romans 5 and it clearly tells us the boot camp training is tough. Just read the text.
罗马书第五章与第八章就很清楚地告诉我们，这一场新兵训练营的训练是艰苦的，只有阅读经文就知道。
It says, we rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
就是在患难中我们也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
We share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。罗马书五章。
We know that the whole creation has been grooming and as in pain of childbirth. We ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，就是我们自有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分。
But the scripture also tells us that our training has a noble purpose to mold us into the likeness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
但经文也告诉我们，我们受的训练是有一个崇高的目的，是要将我们塑造成神的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
We know that in all things,God worked for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意必招的人，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
We are assured that God would give us sufficient grace and help to overcome this difficult training and emerge victorious.
但我们得到保证，在这艰苦的训练营和过程中，神必赐给我们足够的恩典和帮助，克服一切训练的困难，成为得胜者。
It says, the Spirit helps us in our witness. The Spirit himself intercepts for us with groans.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Oh, this is a tremendous help when the Holy Spirit prays for us.
这是很大的帮助啊！当主耶当圣灵来亲自为我们祷告。
If God is for us, who can be against us? So trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger of sword?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
不，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
One's character is forged through the process. This tested hope leads us to our destination, a glory guaranteed by the Spirit that will never disappoint.
当我们在磨练中长出老练的品格后，这份经过试炼的盼望将带领我们看见终点，那由圣灵亲自保证永不落空的荣耀。
This leads us to stage three, our destination, a glory beyond disappointment.
现在我们到了第三个阶段，那就是终点，永不落空的荣耀。
The journey culminates in the hope that does not disappoint when the Holy Spirit fills our heart with God's love and this assurance reaches its zenith.
旅程的终点就是那不至于羞耻的盼望，当圣灵将神的爱充满我们的心，这份缺据便达到了顶峰。
It is a foretaste of sitting with Christ in the heavenly place. This is the destination of absolute certainty, where the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit guarantees our outward eternal glory.
这是与基督同坐天上的预尝，这是一个绝对确信的终点。内在的圣灵的同在保证了我们外在永恒的荣耀。
Despair arises when we look only at our inability and limited resources, but hope arises when we encounter the God of hope.
绝望产生于我们只看到自己无能为力和有限的资源时，但当我们遇见那使人有盼望之神时，希望便降临。
The moment God enters the equation, despair ceases to be a dead end and become a stage for a miracle.
只有神一介入，绝望就不再是终点，而是奇迹的舞台。
In Romans 15:13, Paul said,May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书15:13中，保罗说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
The secret to having overflowing joy, peace, and hope is an encounter with the God of hope and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
拥有满意的喜乐、平安与盼望的秘诀在于与使人有盼望的神相遇，并借着圣灵的大能。
But when will you encounter the God of hope?
但何时会与使人有盼望的神相遇呢？
In 1989, Pastor David Wilkerson preached this message, Your darkest hour may be where you finally see God.
1989年，大卫威尔科森牧师讲到了这一片信息，你最黑暗的时刻，或者正是你终于看见神的时刻。
Here's an excerpt from his sermon.
以下是他的讲道记录。
The greatest revelation in one's life came at the darkest hour. You find this all through the Bible. You find it in the book of Job.
一个人生命中最大的启示，往往是在最黑暗的时刻临到。你在圣经很多地方，在约伯记也看到实例。
Job.At his lowest point, he has endured pain and slander, rejection of his best friend. He has lost everything. It was his darkest hour.
约伯在他人生最黑暗的时刻，他承受了痛苦和诽谤，被最好的朋友抛弃，他失去了一切，这是他最黑暗的时刻。
And suddenly, God appeared to him in the whirlwind, take him into the gospel, take him into the depths of the sea, talk to him about creation, show him things that no man has ever seen about God and His majesty.
就突然神向他显现了，带他进入宇宙，进入深海，与他谈论受造之物，向他展示了关于神与他的威严，世人从未见过的事。
And he comes out of it saying, I know now God can do anything. I will not question your judgment, O God. I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye see you.
他从那个经历中走出来后，他说，我现在知道神凡事都能做。神啊，我不再质疑你的判断，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你了。
At the time Pastor Wilkerson preached this sermon, he was experiencing a dark moment in his own life. His 11-year-old granddaughter was under cancer treatment.
当威尔克森牧师传讲这篇信息时，他自己正处于生命的幽谷，他11岁的孙女正在接受癌症治疗。
Yet, the God of hope filled his mind with peace, joy, and hope that he was able to act as a grace giver to help and comfort others in trial.
然而，使人有盼望的神以平安充满了他的心，使他即便在自身的试炼中，仍能成为一名施恩恩典的施予者，去帮助和安慰其他同样在试炼中的人。
Let us watch this 1 minute sermon excerpt delivered by Pastor Wilkerson at the Times Square Church in New York City in 1989.
让我们观看这一段一分钟的讲道片段，是威尔科森牧师于1989年在纽约市时代广场教会所传讲的。
You may recall that Pastor Wilkerson left a small Pennsylvania town for New York City where he led gang leader Nicky Cruz to Christ. He later found the Times Square Church planting a gospel light in the middle of New York's red light district.
你或许记得威尔科森牧师曾经离开宾州一个小镇前往纽约市，在那里他引领帮派头目尼基克鲁兹归向基督，后来他创造了时代广场教会，在纽约红灯区的心上点亮了福音之光。
In my last sermon in December, I spoke about Pastor David Wilkerson.
上一次我的讲到十二月份的时候，我讲过这一位牧师。
Let's hear his 1 minute sermon.
The greatest revelation in his life came at his darkest hour. You find that all through the Bible. You find it of Job. Here at his lowest point, he's endured pain and slander, rejection of his best friends. He's lost everything. It's his darkest hour. And suddenly God appears to him in a whirlwind, takes him into the cosmos, takes him into the depths of the sea, talks to him about creation, shows him things that no man has ever seen about God and His majesty. These things that no man ever had seen on earth before. And he comes out of it saying, I know now God can do anything. I'll not question your judgment, O God. I've heard thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
Like Pastor Wilkerson said, there are many examples where people in despair meet the God of hope.
这位牧师说到好几个例子，这些人在绝望中遇到了神。
Last month I preached the message, Jesus Saves an Outcast.
上一个sermon, 我的讲道说到一个神主耶稣拯救了一个 outcast, 被弃绝的人。
This demonic was given up by society, tormented by demons, and self-afflictions, he had absolutely no hope.
一个被社会抛弃、饱受恶魔和自我折磨的被鬼附者，全无希望可言。
Yet Jesus saved him by his power and authority over the demons.
然而，耶稣借着他胜过魔鬼的能力和权柄，拯救了他。
Well, actually, in the same chapter, Mark 5, there are two other stories also you see hopeless people met the God of hope and was bringing into hope.
马可福音五章的同一章里面就有两个例子，都是这个被弃绝的人遇见了神，得到了盼望。
This is the story of a woman who had suffered from hemorrhage for 12 years and spent all her money on the doctors. But her condition did not improve at all. In fact, it got worse.
一个患了12年血漏的女人，在医生手里花尽了她所有的金钱，一点也不见好，病势反倒更严重。
But she encountered Jesus. And but a touch of faith, she got healed.
她遇见了耶稣，她就是这个信心的摸着，她得到医治了。
Another example, in John 5, there was a paralytic who waited by the pool for 38 years to be healed.
第二个例子就是约翰福音第五章，在 池旁等了38年要得医治的瘫子。
For 38 years, he lived in hopelessness.
38年在无望之中。
Until Jesus came. And then, when he met the God of hope, he rose up.
直到他等到主耶稣的出现，这位使人有盼望的神，这瘫子站起来了。
And lastly, we have Lazarus.
最后我们有拉撒路。
He has been dead for 4 days.
已经死了四天了。
He was finished.
他已经完了。
Jesus came too late.
好像耶稣来迟了。
Yet he resurrected when Jesus called him to come out.
但当主耶稣呼召他出来的时候，他复活了。
It is not a dead end for Jesus.
不再是个死人了。
Well, so to conclude, we have traveled from the death row of our past to the heavenly realm where we now are seated with Christ.
今天我们一同走过了死囚牢房，到与基督同坐天上的经历。
We have seen the biblical hope, that biblical hope is not a fragile wish.But a rugged journey forged in the boot camp of life trials.
我们看见圣经中的盼望并非脆弱的愿望，而是在生命新兵训练营的试炼中锻造出来的坚韧信念。
As we saw in the life of Pastor Wilkerson, meeting the God of hope does not always mean our problems when it's instantly.But it means our heart are filled with peace, joy, and hope that overflows.
正如威尔科森牧师的见证所显现的，与使人有盼望的神相遇，并不代表问题立之消息，而是我们的心被那满意的平安、喜乐与盼望所充满。
Despair say, I've no other way.But hope proclaims, God is my way out.
绝望说，我已无计可施，但盼望宣告，神就是我的出路。
Let us end with a prayer.
让我们来做个结束祷告。
Lord, thank you for being the God of hope.
主啊，感谢你是那位使人有盼望的神。
We admit that sometimes life is hard, and we feel like we are in a dark valley.
我们承认有时生活很艰难，但我们觉得自己身处幽谷。
Please help us not to rely only on ourselves, but to look to you.
求你帮助我们不要只是依靠自己，而是仰望你。
Fill our heart with the presence, joy, peace, joy, and hope today, so that we can have the strength to encourage others who are also struggling.
今天求你用平安、喜乐和盼望充满我们的心，让我们有力量去鼓励其他同样在挣扎中的人。
We thank you for your grace that never fails us.
感谢你永不落空的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求， Amen.
Now, I was afraid that this sermon may be too long, but actually, it is not. I mentioned earlier in the Blessed Hope that is a song that sings out this Blessed Hope.
啊，我以为这个聚会会很长，事实上不是太长。我
说过有一首诗歌叫做这个基督是荣耀的盼望。
Yeah, but I haven't used up my time yet. And this I have an excerpt of this song which is only 4.5 minutes.
Oh, okay, 就只有四分钟半。
Now I am not asking you to sing the song.
不是叫你们唱。
I want you to listen to the song and read the lyrics.
Yeah, 就是注意歌词。
Because this song preaches the gospel truth to us.
因为这一首诗歌是教导我们这个福音的真理。
So let us listen to the song.
要我们倾听。He shares with
Okay. Well, this is only half of the song. I'll send the whole song to you. Alright, let's end today's sermon.
谢谢 David 长老的信息，荣耀的盼望是基督，让我们今天在这里一同的来坚定我们在基督里那个永活的盼望，好不好？我们一同起立来唱这一首回应的诗歌。
主。